With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is defending his deployment of National Guard troops in Los Angeles. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's new ban on travel to the United States by citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries is now in effect. It applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The U.S. and China with trade talks today in London. There has been no update on any progress made. The House considers President Trump's requested cuts as Senate Republicans work on the reconciliation bill. Bernie Bennett has details.
As Senate committees continue to release their proposals for the House-passed reconciliation package this week, the House plans to vote on President Donald Trump's proposals to rescind foreign aid and other spending, including for public broadcasting. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said in a statement, quote, "The rescission's request sent to Congress by the Trump administration takes the federal government in a new direction where we actually cut waste, fraud, and abuse and hold agencies accountable to the American people." The House also takes up bills this week targeting local operations in Washington, D.C. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up 74 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 68. This is SRN News. Divorce is bad for kids.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo is already grappling with the long-running priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He has met with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. This comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy across the church. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is made up of religious and lay experts in child protection as well as abuse survivors. This is SRN News. Israel confirms the death of a Hamas leader during a strike last month who was the head of Hamas's armed wing. BBC correspondent David Bamford.
An Israeli army statement said DNA checks confirmed a body retrieved from a tunnel underneath the European hospital in Khan Yunis was that of Mohammed Sinwar. The Israelis say the body of Mohammed Shabana, the commander of the Hamas Rafah Brigade, was also found at the scene. They died in a military operation on May the 13th. Mohammed Sinwar was the younger brother of Yahya Sinwar, killed by Israel last year. He'd been accused by Israel of masterminding the October 2023 attack on Israel that triggered the war in Gaza.
At least 33,400 people forced to evacuate for their homes in three Canadian provinces. That's due to active wildfires that's sending smoke drifting across the border into the northern U.S. and all the way to Europe. More details at srnnews.com.